Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God has so much to say to His people. He loves us so much. Everything that He's doing is working to the favor of those who love Him. Receiving the knowledge of the truth, the love of the truth, is key in all that we do in life. Some people succeed in life because they flow with the knowledge of the truth, because they love it. Now, this is important to know, because the failing and succeeding walks a tightrope of love. If you stay in the love of God, you can succeed. But if you get over against the love of God, you fail. And there's something called durable riches. When you operate according to the living love of God and the wisdom of God, you work as unto God, and you acknowledge Him in all your ways, and it's a life that He can bless. Some people work a regular job and they build wealth over time, because along the road of their life, they do right by people. There's no condemnation against their life. And some people cheat. They cheat people. They take advantage of people. And those are consequences that they have to deal with. They may get the gain that should belong to other people, but it costs them. They're going to suffer the very same loss as time goes forward. I've seen this so many times in my life. And when I used to work on cars at people's homes, I would listen to them talk, because it takes a while to fix an ordinary car. It takes a while. And some people in the summertime would sit on the front porch, talk on the phone, talk to friends that come over. And whatever they're talking about, they're laughing about what they're talking about. They believe what they're talking about. And I've heard people talk about how they get over, and how they won, how they cheated somebody. And then as the conversation continues, they talk about the problems they have. They never realize that what you sow, you have to reap. What you dish out, it comes back against you. What goes around comes around. This is a law. This is a spiritual law. It works for people. It works for families. It works for communities. It works for counties and cities, states and nations, and regions of nations. Some nations have more than one nation on one continent, like Europe. It's one mass of land, but it's several nations on that land. And there's sometimes the region can share the same corruption, because there are evil spirits, fallen angels and demons, that work against us as individuals, as families, as communities, counties, cities, states, nations, and regions. So this means that you have to break through all of the evil desires that come your way, wherever they originate, and stick with the true living word of God. And there are people that's willing to do so. And there are people who seek to do so. There are people who enjoy going to Sunday school and learn about the Lord. And some of these are the most structured people on earth. I've been going to church all my life. My dad was a Methodist pastor. And some of my best memories was in Sunday school. And it wasn't, you know, a Sunday school in a church is not the most beautiful place to be, but you got people that's dedicated to learn about the Lord, and that's what makes it all right. When you follow him, when you learn his word and do it and act on it, then God can work in your life. And understanding, if you can get an understanding early enough, you can avoid so many problems. You don't have to walk around with problems. The problem, the biggest problem is when you're in trouble and you know you're in trouble and you don't know how to jump out of it. That's where Jesus comes in. Because he won the victory for us all. He gave us his victory. And he gave us a chance to live and grow and develop. He took us forward and not backwards. He loves us. He don't hate us. He cares about us. Even though we were running from him, he still loves us. He still reaches out. That's what God has been doing from the beginning. God could have walked away and let Adam crash, but he gave him a covenant that he will, the seed of woman would crush the serpent's head. So that means to us that through Jesus Christ, we can crush Satan's head. No matter how big he made himself appear, no matter how many people he got on board with what he's doing through deception and rebellion and all their witchcraft and all their evil deeds, if we live in line with the word of God, we conquer those things. And the Lord equipped us to conquer those things. Now, if you love God, and you just want to obey him and you love him and you care about what he's saying, you receive what he's saying, you have stamina against the world, against the system that got you down. And then from there you can pray and ask the Lord to give you wisdom against the things that's going on in the world. See, every person has to break through. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you broke through the whole world. You went through, you believed on Jesus who conquered all of it. And you become like him. If you flow with the living love of God, your life will conquer the world all the time. Now, some people do it just because they love God. They don't know the intricate things that I'm talking about. But they actually do it because they heard the word, they responded to it, they believed on Jesus. Now they're in the kingdom of God. And Satan can't get a hold to them. Now he'll try to tempt them, but that doesn't mean they'll always fall for it, for the temptation. We're like a child that's learning. We're walking and growing, and then every now and then, something in the world might push us down. The enemy does win some battles in our lives. But it's possible, it's not probable, but it's possible to never let Satan win. But to do that, you gotta love God and continue to do his word. The reason I say it's not probable, because people just came out of the world. That's a way of thinking, a logic. A drug dealer that comes out of the world, under pressure, he might sell drugs again as a Christian. Then he's gonna, the fear of God is gonna come on him. It's gonna convict him in his heart, and he's gonna want that sin far away from him. He's gonna ask the Lord for help, and he's gonna try to get out of. He's gonna try to learn how to not do that again, and it's not easy, but it's doable. People that come out of certain things, that it's a weakness that they have to overcome, and the Lord will help us. See, he don't give up on us. The world is quick to say, well, look at that, he don't care. They're judging his heart, and you can't do that. The Lord told us not to. People always judge people's heart and intent, and they always make a mess when they do. Even Christians, they were saved, they were washed in the blood, they know how it is, and then they turn around and bash other people when they have a weakness. But that's not what Jesus did from the beginning, and that's not what he does now. Now, he's working, there are people he's working with, and he helps us out. And he loves us. He cares about each and every one of us. That's why he's a high priest. And you have to understand that just like he loved them, he loves you. When you fall and make a mistake, he reaches out to help you up. And mature Christians do the same thing. there are wonderful pastors out there, and their congregation, people in the congregation make a mistake, and they reach out to help them up. They're sowing mercy, and then they reap mercy. God remembers when they get weak, God can help them up. But let's do this. Let's love God on purpose. Let's love each other on purpose, according to the word of God, according to 1 Peter. 1 Peter and 1 John will teach us how to love each other. Both men of God gave us aspects of what the love of God can do in our lives. We need both revelations. Peter's revelation of love and John's revelation of love and what it can do. Actually, if you fill your heart with the love of God, you really can't sin, because it'll strengthen you. Fear will fall off your life. If you've been fearful for a long time, start walking according to the love of God. If you've been excessively greedy, start being generous. Love people enough to be generous. Give a coat to a homeless person. Bring them something to eat sometime. Do some things that make a difference. And you'll learn the joy of the Lord when you do. If you have a problem with lust, tweak your love walk. You can't love a person and then turn around and lust after them. You have to love them. That's how the Lord taught me to overcome temptation in my life. He taught me to love women, to love them as people. That he love people, love them like Jesus loved me, and lust fell off my life. This is important to know. And then he said, don't fear falling. And then I was free from it. No matter what I see, it don't bother me. It's just a person. Your weaknesses can become strengths if you live according to the living love of God. If you trust him and do it his way, you can do all things through Christ. Don't do it in your strength, do it in his. That's the secret. And there are people out there that love God. And they're scattered out. They're in every denomination. They come from every walk of life. They're not just a certain race. There are black people that truly love God. There are white people that truly love God. The devil won't tell you that. He tried to pit the races against one another. But the truth has always been this. There are people in every race that love us, that love you, like Jesus loved them. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. There are writings on the Living Letters page, and then on the audio pages, this broadcast exists. Now, you go by the date, and they're labeled LLM for Living Letter Ministries, and then the date that it first airs. Now, everything is free. It downloads to your device, and you can listen to it in your download section. And many that are older that don't know how to use computers, just ask your grandchild. They know. Ask your children. They'll show you how to get to your download on your smartphone and on your computer. It's not hard to do. It's worth it to learn how to use what God has given us and receive the word. And I want people to know him. That's why everything's free. Now, there are people in every walk of life that love you. There are white people that love you. There are black people that love you, like Jesus loved you, because they love Jesus. And they're willing to do it God's way. And I know this is true because I love everybody, and I'm black. And I know people that are of other races. They love everybody too, because they love Jesus. They've been taught by, and they care about him. In my life, I've met people from all over the world that love people. And you can tell. It's obvious. It's not like the media will say. See, the enemy lies to people. He tried to get us divided. And the Lord taught me this a long time ago. He said, I gave the races different attributes to come together and build society. But Satan turns around and use the differences to divide each other. He'll tell a black man that all white people hate you. He'll tell a white man that Black people don't care nothing about white people. That's what the enemy does. That's what people who serve the world will do. But remember, when slavery did exist, it's not in the front page news, but there were people that were abolitionists. They wanted to abolish slavery. They heard about the tales of those who were slaves and all the evil things that they went through. And they wanted slavery abolished. And America is a place that overcome its ills. And there were Christians in the North and in the South that were white and black that worked against slavery. And they abolished it. A civil war was fought and it was ended. And that was a time period called after the war, surrender. They call this era of time the time of surrender, when the South surrendered and they did away with slavery and they learned to love each other. And you know, when people come out of darkness, the darkness has to fall off your life. Some people are hard shell and they'll die out, and then people will they grow. We grow from glory to glory. And the Lord, but there were people who hated slavery in every race. They hated that evil. But slavery didn't go anywhere. It's just different. Now they got drug. If a person is a drug dealer, they're no different than a slave master. They're still using drugs to make people do their will. Drug dealers are no better than, they're just like the slave owners back in the day. It's the same spirit. It just got on a different bunch of folks. See, when evil is here, when the devil attaches himself to people, they're going to eventually die. And then, but the spirit's still here. They still have that longing desire to do evil, and they get on somebody new and do it a different way. I'm telling you, you can walk out of the world system by following the love of God. You got to fill your heart with His Word, and you overcome the things that's been holding you down. Now watch this. Then you got to overcome the suggestions of the people around you. Because the enemy don't speak to you. He don't speak in your ear personally as much as he does through other people. He give you suggestions and he give other people suggestions. And anybody that's weak enough to speak what he's saying will try to influence you. Now, there's a family influence. There are friends that influence you. Even children, they talk one way around their parents. And then around their friends, they talk another way. And then around their family members of their own age, they talk another way. And then around, because they're hiding things they don't want people to know about them. This is something that everybody does. Some more than others, and some avoid trouble altogether. There are people who really do walk in the love of God. And then there are people that get caught up because around their parents they love God and they want to love God, but around their friends they act a certain way to save face. When they grow up and go to school, they do the same thing. Then they go to the office or on their job, they act a certain way around their employers and their employees, their fellow employees and their co-workers. And then they go home, they act a certain way around their family. Then when they go to their parents' house, they act a certain... People do these things. But solid people walk in the love of God everywhere they go, and they're not trying to act like people want them to act or how they think people want them to act. Some people are strong enough in the love of God that they're the same everywhere they go. So the Lord is for us, trying to help us, and Satan is trying to destroy us. That's how it is with everybody. Some people win and some lose. And some will win if they hear the word enough, like I'm preaching. Some will develop courage and they'll stop the nasty stuff that they're doing and start following God. And then they can live a life that God can truly bless. But you have to leave the evil alone. There's no reason to do evil to anybody. It shouldn't even be a thing. There's no reason for it. We need to follow him and do what he does and speak his word and enjoy life. These are choices that you must make after you believed on Jesus Christ. If you didn't believe on Jesus Christ, you didn't even get started yet. Even if you avoid trouble, you avoided trouble, you stay out of mess, but you didn't believe on Jesus. Some people are in that condition. Now the Lord wants to save you. You care about what's right. But you need to be in covenant with him through Christ. Jesus is not just for some people. He's for everybody. There's no reason for the goodness of God to come your way. The kingdom of God is here. It's here whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. But the Lord wants to help you win, too. He cares about you. He's blessed other people, and now he wants to bless you, too. When people go to hell, Lord, I didn't know. Nobody told me. I didn't know you cared about me. And they died not knowing these things because they always gave their attention to the world. Don't be like that. Let the Lord be true in your life because he cares about you. You're very important to him. And through Christ, we can do all things. Remember, everybody has the very same challenge. The very same. It's a little different. People are varied, but it's the same challenge. The enemy is trying to take your life down, and God is trying to help you succeed. Even if you don't like him, even if you're not on his doing things according to his word, he loves you too. Did you know that God will judge a man for murdering you, even if you're not on his side? He loves you very much. If you look at the beginning, the same thing is happening. Cain killed Abel. Now, there were consequences for Cain. But Cain said, if anybody find me, they'll kill me. He said, because the ground wouldn't produce food for him anymore. Whatever Cain planted after he killed Abel wouldn't grow food. It wouldn't grow if he planted it. So he could only plant dead seeds, basically. That was his consequence. So he had to go out in the field and find berries to eat. He had to live like a vagabond. He said, his life could never get strong because he was always out there trying to find something to eat. And in those days, people didn't eat animals. They only ate what grew on trees and berries and fruit. He had to find something. Or he had to work. And other people could feed him. He said, if anybody find me, they'll kill me. He couldn't fortify himself because he killed Abel. He said, if anybody kill you, the judgment against them will be twice as much. Now, people could see what happened to Cain. And the fear of the Lord came on them. They knew not to kill people. You know, they would have killed him. They would have took advantage of him. Not just to avenge Abel, but they would, because his life couldn't get strong. Some people will use you wrongly if you're not as strong as they are. So God put a mark on Cain that if anybody kill him, they'll have twice the trouble that he did when he killed Abel. Why? Because he didn't just kill a man, he killed all of his potential on earth. Abel didn't have a chance to have children. So he didn't just kill a man. He killed generations of potential. And it had to come upon him. You don't want to do wrong and then you got to turn around and pay for it. Sin is not free, folks. If you sin, you're going to die. The soul that sins will die. It's going to be terrible consequences. You're not going to like it. And God, I don't want you to have to go through it. It doesn't make sense. When you can be going about doing good, there are people who don't have the best job in the world. They work a regular blue-collar job, and they go around doing good. They're Sunday school teachers, or they help at the church, and they help people along the way. They help people see who Christ, who Jesus is. And this is their way of life. I've seen this so many times played out. Men, women, they love God and they stay in the path of God's love. They may not seem to do anything outstanding, but a lot of people are warned to the Lord because of them. I still remember a man that taught Sunday school way back when I was 8 or 9 years old, 7, 8, or 9 years old. And he taught that you need to love your friends. Now that wasn't a concept because, you know, our parents would tell you to love each other. That's just, but see, around your friends, you like your friends, you care about your friends, but the word love and friends don't go in the same sentence until he taught it. You can love and care, you can love your friends like you love your brother. And I never forgot him. He don't know how he impacted my life with one Sunday school class. But he did. There are people out there that do what's right because it's right. And they do it as a way of life. Now, the blessings of God get on them. And they have children, and their children finish school and become, they finish and graduate. They become professional people. They teach their children to love God. I've seen this so many times. When other people go around sowing discord, and then that, you know, their children don't have a good chance. But God is trying to forgive us of our sin. We have to overcome the ills of our family, the ills, the things that's wrong, the things we picked up along the way through friends, through family, through associates, people that have hurt our lives. You can forgive them and your life will begin a new healing process. Always go back to the living love of God and just do it God's way. If you govern your life with God's word, you're going to be fine. And you'll live a life that God can bless. Don't let the media tell you who God is. Get that from the scriptures, from reliable sources. Take time and go to church and learn of him. Jesus said, learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. And it is. Because it's an ever-developing way of life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty to move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.